corruption charges brought by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara's office last week against two former top aides to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and others involve a power plant project in the Hudson Valley. And it's a topic in at least one state election, as calls mount for an investigation into the plant's permitting process. Bharara's office alleges former Cuomo aide Joseph Prococo solicited and accepted more than $287,000 in bribes from Competitive Power Ventures, the energy company behind the CPV Valley Energy Center site, now under construction in Wayweyanda, Orange County. The charges allege the involvement of another former top Cuomo aide, Todd Howe, and the former head of external affairs and government relations for CPV, Peter Galbraith Kelly Jr., and that some of the alleged bribes also went to Prococo's wife. Assemblyman James Skoufis is the Democratic incumbent in the 99th District, which includes Wayweyanda.
I took it upon myself, the very morning that these allegations erupted, I sent all $750 that was contributed to my campaign committee from CPV and donated it to charity.
That was September 22nd. The following day, Skoufis' Republican opponent, Colin Schmidt, demanded full disclosure from Skoufis.
The biggest scandal in state of New York political history is based in the 99th Assembly District.
Saying $750 is a significant contribution in an assembly race, Schmidt called for Skoufis to disclose any involvement and or communication concerning CPV.
We see there's obviously a grave concern because elected officials are tripping over themselves to donate this money back. But quite frankly, we have our sitting assemblyman who allowed this to happen, whether he had knowledge or not. You know, we don't know, but we're asking for full disclosure. When did he meet with CPV officials? You know, did he meet with Todd Howe? Did he meet with Mr. Kelly, members who are charged with this, with these crimes?
Again, Skoufis.
For him to somehow suggest that, you know, I had any involvement in what was happening in the governor's office is ridiculous. I've met with CPV in my office. I've met with opponents to CPV in my office, like any good legislator should do, hearing from both sides on different projects and issues. Beyond that, you know, to suggest I had any involvement in, what was happening in the governor's office is absurd.
And here's Schmidt.
If nothing's wrong, then there should be no problem. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. We hear that always. We hear that about cleaning up corruption in Albany.
Both Skoufis and Schmidt say they supported the project prior to the corruption charges, but now wonder under what conditions permits were issued. Skoufis says he is urging state officials to take action.
I have specifically called on the state to review every single state permit that is issued to CPV.
Republican State Senator John Bonasick released a statement saying the charges are disturbing and that he is asking the Attorney General to conduct an independent investigation into CPV's permitting process. A spokesman for State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman declined to comment. In addition to calls for an independent investigation and permit reviews, come calls to halt construction amid the charges. That echoes what former Congressman Dennis Kucinich said back in May when he joined protesters in front of the CPV power plant under construction. His visit came days after it was revealed that alleged ties between a former top aide to Cuomo and the plant's permitting process were the subject of a federal probe. Here's what Kucinich said at the time.
This is the time for the governor to use his executive authority with a cloud of criminality over this project and say, we're going to stop it right in its tracks. It's not going forward.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Stop it now.
Stop it now. Don't wait. Don't wait.
In a May 2nd letter, Cuomo's counsel wrote to the heads of the New York Power Authority, Public Service Commission, and Department of Environmental Conservation, directing them to immediately suspend all communications with CPV or CPV Valley amid the investigation. The CPV Valley Energy Center is to be a 650-megawatt combined cycle natural gas power plant. An emailed statement from Thomas Rumsey, Vice President of External Affairs for CPV, says, quote, CPV takes the charges handed down last week very seriously. We are extremely disappointed in the alleged conduct, which is in direct contradiction to CPV's core values and expectations of our staff. Braith Kelly is no longer employed at the company. We will continue to cooperate fully with this investigation until a final determination is made. End quote. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.